Hello, listeners of this podcast. We did the book Do Hard Things by Alex and Brett Harris. My name is Jay Kim.
My name is Kyatt Bird.
I'm Cole Schindel.
My name is Jack Osberg.
And I'm Tyler Acree.
And let's get started. For the first question, what did y'all learn from this book? And I learned to challenge my life in order to push my limits in life.
And I learned that teens in society are pulled back, and in order to overcome that, we need to do hard things.
I learned that teenagers in society are demeaned by the people around them, and that they should really strive to be the best that they can be.
I learned that being a teenager is a big responsibility because, in reality, the few years of being a teen is what defines the rest of your life and is what opened up doors for you. So you can't use being a teen as an excuse to be lazy or to do the wrong thing.
I learned from this to not let my age hold me back and hinder me and what I want to do in my life. I feel like oftentimes teens can feel like just because we're teenagers, we can't do certain things because of our age, and so, yeah.
Good answers, y'all. Now let's go to the second question. Do y'all agree with the book? And yes, I do agree, and because as teens who see society pulling them back from their full potential, it persuades us to really reach out and try new things in order to gain success in the world.
Like Jay, I also agree with this book because as being a teenager, I do feel that pullback factor that society has, and we have to overcome it.
Okay, so I agree with the book, and that it says that society is demeans teens, but I disagree because some teenagers really, excel in the environment they are given and, like, really almost surprise people. Even though, they're truly special people and they excel because of who they are.
I would follow up on the lines of what Cole said, and that, there are most of the book I agree with, but I do think that, there is something to be said about going from a child to an adult, and there is a lot of growth that goes on, and there is something that's hard about being a teen, especially with the way society looks at us.
I would agree with the book. I feel like sometimes we can use the word teenager as an excuse to not be put to our full potential. And I feel like it talks about how the Bible says that there's no God doesn't talk about teenagers. In the Bible, it doesn't talk about how God about his life as a teenager because we weren't really intended to be teenagers. Even though back in biblical times you did get married at a young age, that's obviously not going to happen now, but I just feel like we shouldn't let society define who we are and what we can do.
And now let's go to our last question. If there's one thing we can ask the author, what would it be? And one thing it would be is to create the five different kinds of hard things that challenge teens. I wonder why we do the things we do.
If I had to ask the authors one question, it would be, why did they decide to collaborate on this book?
For me, one question I'd ask is, is this the audience for this book meant to be for teenagers, or is, a broader audience is like everyone to understand teenagers?
The question I would have is, just where do they get their inspiration to write this book? And if they were to write another book?
My question would be, what all did they learn in their internship in the state capitol? They talked about it a little bit, but I want to know also what else they would learn, or what else they did learn.
That's the end of our podcast. We're running out short. And thank you again for listening.